Yesterday, I spoke with the Warrior Walkers Sunday morning in Dawson City as they begin their walk to Whitehorse. Karina Yule is the walk coordinator.
Members that are starting off the walk for us from Dawson to the Dempster turnoff. So we'll be walking a little bit out of Dawson until we get to the bridge, and then we'll be marking out kilometers from there with help from the community, and then we'll be on our way.
Corina, can I speak to one of the walkers?
We're all standing right here. Here's Marcia Tellep. She's brand new with our walking group.
Oh, yeah, Dee Dee.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Great. Are you ready for the walk?
I'm very eager to get the walk started. The snow has just started falling, so the energy and walking will be really good to keep warm. I'm very excited to be a part of this.
Doing the walk for the children and for survivors, how does that impact you?
It's a very proud moment for me. I'm First Nation of Nutshaniak Dunn, so I have family members who have gone to the residential school. So it's personal for me, and I'm just so proud to be representing my First Nations of Nutshaniak, Dunn, and Mayo.
Were you involved with the walk from Whitehorse to Kamloops?
Unfortunately, no, I didn't get a chance to, but I did do last year's walk from Carcross to Whitehorse, part of that group.
Oh, yes. That tied in with the CYFN's Orange Shirt Day on September the 30th, Truth and Reconciliation Day events. And this walk will once again tie in to CYFN's Orange Shirt Day on September the 30th, Truth and Reconciliation events. That's great. Good on you, Dee Dee, for taking the time and getting up the energy to do this for the children and for the survivors. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
As you can hear in the background, the Trondagwichen were getting ready to sing their songs at the start of the ceremony. Unfortunately, our audio was of poor quality and we were unable to get a good recording of the songs. And this is James Hinyu at the start of the walk.
How you doing, everybody? This is James, Warrior Walker.
Yeah.
Here's the gang.
Love you, Candace.
Say hi, everybody. We're live.
Hi, everybody.
We're live.
Hi.
We are about to start the walk here in Dawson. And just a little bit chilly out.
A little bit.
Rainy. We are on our way from Dawson City, not Creek, Dawson City. Yes, we are doing this. Johnny, wish you were here. Candace, Amber, Faye, Wilford. But you guys are here in our hearts, in our mind. Emmy, Russell, everybody else are walking with us. Chris.
The Trondagwichen people gave the Warrior Walkers a beautiful send-off Sunday morning. I'm speaking with Elder Lorraine Nitro. Could you tell us about the send-off the Trondagwichen gave the walkers?
Yes. First of all, my name is Lorraine Nitro. I'm from Vantakwichin First Nation, and I am part of the Warrior Walkers that's walking from Dawson to Whitehorse. And it is Sunday morning, and we had a wonderful ceremony and send-off from the Trondagwichin people. Their leadership and their elders came by and gave us a nice send-off with speaking their language and singing their songs, and it was such a blessing. So we say Masicho to the Trondagwichin people for sending us off. And I'm talking to you right now from Rock Creek. I've started my walk. And as I journeyed down the highway, you know, of course, we keep in mind the reason we're walking is to always remember our residential school survivors those who didn't make it home and those babies that are being recovered and yet to be recovered.
I must commend you and say how courageous all you and the walkers are in doing this walk, especially at this time of the year. It's a bit on the chilly side, isn't it, today, Lorraine?
Yes, it is. We had some light snowfall, and there's fog, and now it's drizzling, and it's a beautiful day to be on the highway to remember our loved ones for sure.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time in your walk, Lorraine, for offering these words. And we certainly thank you and the walkers for doing what you're doing.
Sure. Thank you. Just wanted to say masicho to all our supporters, our families, and to all the communities that we're going to stop in along the Alaska Highway. And to you, Carl, and all of our walkers.
Hopefully I'll be able to speak with you again with an update tomorrow. So good walking, Lorraine, and once again, thank you.
Masicho. Thank you.